My name's Gord Olson. I'm the head coach of the Mountain View Coal.
Gord, you are about to start preparing here to defend your HJHL championship, but before we get to the times and who the camps are available for, it seemed like last year that you guys did a little bit more in terms of playing exhibition games and maybe a little bit more conditioning camps. Do you think that played a part in just how successful a year you had last year?
Yeah, I do believe it had a lot to do with it. That was, my assistant coach, Mike Galai, he was very adamant that we get started early in conditioning, and so this year we were fortunate enough that Carstairs put their ice in early enough, and so we get to start early again, and I think it benefits you because some teams aren't starting until September the 6th and stuff.
Yeah, so your camps, get going here with your pre-camp on August the 17th. Who are these camps available to?
Any players from the ages of 16 to 20. And as a 16-year-old, that's just as your birthday is of December 31st of this year. So if you're still 15 but turning 16, you're eligible to come. I know I have some players that have graduated, might be going on to senior. So if there's players in the area that are trying out somewhere with senior, would like to come out and use the conditioning, they will have to contact me personally at 507-0162 just to go over some things. But it is available to those players as well.
Okay, and so you get your pre-camp and then the main camp. What's the difference between those two?
Just the pre-camp's really not, it's just conditioning. It's just five skates. There's going to be no body contact. It's just going to be skating, getting some legs under some players of ours mainly, but any other kids going to try out AAA and stuff, it's always nice to maybe see them skate at one of your deals.
Okay, and for the is there any cost for the conditioning camp?
Yes, it's if you're just going to be able to make one or two, it's $15 if you're just a walk-on. But if you want to make all five, we're charging $70 just to help pay for the ice, Galen.
Okay, and then your main camp, the details for that on when it starts is August the 26th. Is there a cost for that, and what will that include?
Yes, registration is the Friday night at Carstairs. It's $100 for camp, and that will include Friday night skate, two skates on Saturday, and then the black and white games if we have enough players show up at camp to be running those type of games. But there will be five ice sessions on the weekend for the $100.
Overall, as you head into this off season, it was a relatively small group of players that you had to graduate last year. So, what are the needs for this Colts team as you try and defend your first ever championship?
Yeah, like you said, it was a small group, but fairly important group. Lost quite a bit on the blue line with Dennis Lawrence and Nick Melick and Clinton Armitage moving on. And the loss of Jacob van der Zegg, which is a pretty offensive player, fairly big player for us, but on the other side, there's some younger players coming up. We're not sure what Connor Jorgensen's doing yet from the midget double A's here in Olds. And there's a couple other players we were interested, but they have some tryouts and stuff, so it might be a little bit till we get to see those players.
What kind of extra players, maybe as you mentioned, the defense, I guess, would be an area that you need to retool a bit this year, Gord?
Yes, the blue line will be our biggest. That's where we lost the most. We got both Jake and Thomas coming back. Obviously, they still have to come here to camp and see the goals if they are to stay here, but I don't see that being a problem with the two of them.
Yeah, you had a great goaltending tandem last year for sure. Up front, who switches maybe into a bigger role potentially for you this year?
Players like Reed Ingman, hopefully Ben Stroutman steps up into a bigger role for us. We're not sure with Mitch Visser yet what his camp with the Grizzlies and stuff. That's where, he's at right now. He's still young, so, we're wishing him the best. But if he did come back, he'd be, be stepping up into an even bigger role. He played big minutes for us as a 16-year-old. But, we got to wait our time to see what decisions are made with players like that.
You bet. How has your offseason been being able to step back and enjoy the accomplishments from last season, Gord?
It was great. It's been a great summer, right? An endless smile, I guess you would say, Galen, since the spring. So, no, it was good, I think, for everybody that put a lot of hard work in since I started here. And I just think it was good for the town of Didsbury and our community.
Yeah, it sure was. And we look forward to seeing what you guys are able to produce on the ice. That all starts after your main camp, though, Gord. Thanks very much for doing this.
No problem, Galen. Thank you. Always enjoy it.